AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today was supposed to be the day the Iran ceasefire was to expire. President Trump has extended it, but no talks are planned. It has been a busy day for Iran in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran opened fire on a container ship in the strait on Wednesday morning, and a second was attacked a short time later, according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre. Iranian state television then reported that the ships were in the Revolutionary Guard's custody and were being taken to Iran. It identified the vessels as the MSC Francesca and the Epinodes. The ship's owners could not be immediately reached for comment. The seizures represent an escalation by Iran's leaders, who appear poised to drive a harder bargain with American negotiators after two rounds of talks with the Trump administration ended in open warfare. News agencies then reported the Guard attacked a third vessel called the Euphoria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Virginia voters approving a congressional redistricting plan is a victory for Virginia and the country.
We will not let Donald Trump rig the midterm elections by gerrymandering maps all across the country without a forceful Democratic response.
The redistricting plan could help Democrats win up to four additional House seats in Virginia in the midterm elections. Authorities have found the body of one of six missing crew members from a cargo ship that overturned near the Northern Mariana Islands during a typhoon. Congressman David Scott, a Georgia Democrat and the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, has died. He was 80. A man who stole a purse from then-Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem while she dined at a D.C. restaurant under the protection of the Secret Service has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. On this Earth Day, the AP's Julie Walker reports on a group in Louisiana turning glass bottles into sand.
The company Glass Half Full receives thousands of pounds of glass each week and processes it into sand for the project, says company CEO Franziska Troutman.
We're really trying to fight two issues, which is glass going to landfill when it doesn't need to, right? 70% of all glass in the U.S. ends up in landfills. When glass is endlessly recyclable, it can be turned into materials that can be used locally. And then the second problem is obviously coastal erosion, which is a huge, scary issue.
James Karst with Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana says about 2,000 square miles of wetlands have disappeared in less than a century.
Unfortunately, it is vanishing before our eyes.
Glass Half Full began 6 years ago and has grown from collecting bottles in Louisiana to Mississippi and Alabama. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.